We're joined by Congresswoman Jane Harman of California. She is the ranking Democrat on a new subcommittee on terrorism and homeland security. That's part of the House Intelligence Committee. Congresswoman Harman, Governor Tom Ridge has been appointed by the president to take over a new role on homeland defense. And part of his role will be an attempt to coordinate activities around the federal government that have to do with knowing what's going to happen and trying to protect against it. You're trying to give him even more authority than the president has tried to give him. You have a bill on homeland defense. What do you want Mr. Ridge to be able to do?
Well, let's understand that the notion of setting up a White House cabinet-level office of homeland defense is widely viewed as a good idea. But I worked in a White House. I worked in the Carter White House, and I understand how the turf wars and other pressures can make it very difficult to exercise the powers that you are supposed to have. And we worry that starting Monday, when Ridge shows up for work, each day that he's there without legislative authority, his powers will decrease. And that will not only hurt him, but it will, more importantly, hurt the function he's supposed to perform. So our legislation makes clear in statute that he is a cabinet-level position, and much more important, that he has what we call budget authority. That's the ability to not just coordinate, but to reject any spending program of any agency in the federal government on counterterrorism that is not consistent with the strategy that his office develops. Without that, we feel his strategy can be overrun by any agency which feels that its idea is better, and that's our present system. And that system, I believe, is what must be changed fundamentally if we are to protect against the next wave of terrorist attacks.
The White House appears not to want Mr. Ridge to have the budget authority that you want to give him. They seem to think that he can do what he needs to do without legislative authority. What happens if you give the authority to the president that he doesn't want?
Well, we're getting what I would call mixed signals on this. The White House does not oppose our legislation. I think what's going on is a rather careful dance. My guess is that some of the agencies in the executive branch don't want the legislation because it limits some of their freedom.
Congresswoman Harman, the administration is attempting to pass a major counterterrorism bill which would give the government additional authority. You want to give additional authority to the president's point man on homeland defense. Do you have any concerns that police powers that the state will hold are growing, are becoming so serious that they may in themselves become some kind of a threat to the American democracy?
Well, I'm in favor of modernizing our legal authorities, particularly in light of the communications revolution. If you have a wiretap authority against a cell phone, and then that cell phone is thrown in the trash can, and the same person has a new cell phone, I want that authority to transfer from phone to phone. What I'm against is unlimited detention of immigrants. That harks back to the Japanese-American internment camps of World War II. We don't need to do that. So we need to rebalance our civil liberties concerns with the increased threats of the 21st century. And I think that Congress will earn its pay in the next few weeks trying to figure out what that new balance has to look like.
Congresswoman Harman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Congresswoman Jane Harman, she is a Democrat from California and the ranking Democrat on the new Subcommittee on Terrorism and Homeland Security in the House.